Joining us now in our studios is Northfield's Police Chief, Monty Nelson. Chief, thank you so much for coming in today.
Good morning.
You have had a busy 24 hours, probably a busy spring.
Yeah, I would imagine. If we don't have COVID, we got other stuff going on. And it's been busy, not just the last 24, but the last week has been just busy with miscellaneous stuff.
And let's talk about that. Get this out of the way. First of all, there was a traffic accident last night on the corner of Highway 3 and Jefferson Parkway, where there is a police cruiser involved with that. I know the details last night were pretty sketchy, but what can you tell us about that this morning?
So the deputy chief will actually be sending the press release probably while we're talking here, and unfortunately the details we have in that are still pretty limited, because when we have an officer involved crash like that, we normally have another agency do the investigation, and in this case and in most cases we'll have the state patrol do it. That's their experts with that, and they have teams that take care of that. So they had a team come down and do and start the investigation. It is still an open investigation, traffic crash investigation. So after the press release we put out this morning, the short one, there'll be info in there referring people to the state patrol PIO, because it really is their investigation, and we have to be careful not to be releasing info that they don't want released yet.
Okay.
So that will come out over time as they work through the investigation.
And that is a state highway, hence the state patrol being involved with that. What can you tell us about the injured people? Can you release, I don't know if any names or the police officer, or the nature of the extent of their injuries? And I guess the main thing is everybody going to be okay?
We think so. You know, both drivers were transported to the Northfield Hospital, which we can say that. Our officer was treated and released. And the other driver is, I just don't know details on his condition with HIPAA. It may seem silly, but even us as the police often don't get updates or conditions of that information on patients, because some of that data is protected.
Now,
so
we have
non-life-threatening injuries is from what we could tell.
And from what we understand, can you confirm that he has been, one patient has been flown to HCMC, or I'm presuming HCMC?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Anything else? Is that pretty much it for the time
well,
being?
Well, the officer was responding to an emergency medical call, along with another officer, and ambulances were on their way to an emergency medical call. And it, you know, it's the type of thing it's in everyone. It's one of our greatest fears. We don't want to see something like that happen. And because obviously we don't want to see anyone injured, whether it's our own officers or someone else. So, our thoughts are with everyone that was involved, and we're hoping, like you mentioned before, that everyone will be okay. And for those who drove by, it didn't look good. It was, you know, pretty violent crash. So that's no big secret, because there were people, it was busy out there. It was right, you know, just after 5 o'clock, pretty heavy traffic. I will remind people of a couple things. One, we're really lucky. You know, we had Troy Dunn from the sheriff's office responded. He helped. We had a Dundas officer there. Our medics do a great job. Northfield Fire and Rescue was on scene quickly. So I always want to thank those people who help us out, because in that sort of an instance, it is odd, because we need to be careful and not start doing the things we normally do at an accident scene, because, you know, we're involved in it. So it's really great to have those partnerships and have good partner agencies that help you out when something like that happens.
All right. You brought up a point, and I was just going to ask you on this. I have noticed just this week, it seems like a sizable increase in traffic. It's like more and more people are getting out. We talked with Sheriff Dunn earlier this morning. He was in earlier this morning, and he mentioned that as well. And people seems some individuals seem to have lost a touch of reality when it comes to obeying the laws.
Yep.
All the laws are still in place and they're still being enforced. Have you seen an uptick? Is there more activity?
I would agree with you. It seems to me like traffic has increased generally. You know, there's been some stories on the news lately. I think it's mostly anecdotal, but the state's pretty good at also tracking some data mm-hmm. about concerns over speeds over the last month mm-hmm. of those people who are out and about that we're seeing. I think the state patrol has said they're seeing more people that are traveling at a much higher rate than what is normal. You know, if there is such thing as a normal speed range above the limit, they're seeing people like way above that. Not everyone, but certain instances, and it seems like kind of a weird change in behavior. Mm-hmm. So a reminder to everyone: be careful, put the phones down, pay attention to what you're doing. When you do happen upon an accident scene like that, I was a little discouraged because. I know everyone's interested, but I saw people getting out of their cars to take video and photos and or stopped in their vehicle and taking photos. Please try and resist that urge because that is a dangerous scene.
Mm-hmm.
And it happened yesterday with a couple drivers out there that weren't paying attention. They were too busy looking at other stuff. And the safety of our officers, our medical responders, our firefighters, and just other people in vehicles can be negatively impacted if you're not paying attention mm-hmm. and let yourself be distracted. A crash scene is a distraction, just like any other thing can be a distraction. So please be careful.
Police Chief Nelson is with us from the Northfield Police Department. Let's continue on with the whole COVID thing. Last time we talked to you a couple of weeks ago, you were still wrapped up a lot mm-hmm. of meetings, a lot of planning, and this is, once again, nobody has a playbook for this. A lot of it you have to kind of improvise while you go. Are things getting a little more settled down now? Is there is the new norm set in yet, or is there still everything going on?
You know, I would say no. Sorry, I had to turn my police radio down. Didn't need that in the background. Every time we think it's settling down, then things change a little bit. And part of that is just the nature, like you said, it's ever-changing. The executive orders and the information from the state, you know, literally on a weekly basis, they're tweaking things, and that's a good thing. We were really encouraged by Executive Order 48 last week that changed some of those business rules so more retail shops could open. We were thought it was a really well-written executive order. It gave really clear direction for our businesses, and we know our businesses are struggling. So, we're really glad to see that one come out. On that note, because we have probably a few more shops trying to do that carry out or take out business as retail shops, we've had a few people who were unhappy or have called and asked about why we have our CSO, community service officer, paying attention to parking and marking tires. And the reason we're doing that is for one reason only, is to make sure that our businesses have parking available for their customers. I know it's been pretty sparse parking, but we occasionally are having some people who are inconsiderate, who either work downtown, live downtown in the apartments, whatever, that are parking for long-term in the two-hour spots. If you think about it right now, because of how businesses and restaurants are operating, no one should be parked on Division Street because it should just be customers. That's what our two-hour parking's intended for. And because it's all carry out, both retail and restaurants, you could make the argument no car should be on Division for more than about 15 minutes. So, please, you know, we're just reminding people, please pay attention to that. Let's make sure we support our businesses by not burning up parking spots. Because those shops, because they're doing carry out and how they've been recommended by the state to do that carry out business, they kind of need those spaces that are pretty near the front of their business. And you may not know if someone's doing that. So just be mindful of that.
Mm-hmm. Chief Nelson is with us from the NPD. This is, of course, the spring. The weather is getting nice, going to be kind of a cool weekend, but those 50-degree days, boy, if that's the coolest it gets, I'll be fine with it. The winter is over. And I know for you that you being the police department and law enforcement, there tends to be an uptick in property-type crimes, people breaking into whatever they can break into to steal something. Are you seeing more of that yet? Has the whole atmosphere with the COVID and lock in place made any difference at all, one way or the other?
I wouldn't say we're seeing huge numbers, but we have seen an increase in the last week or so of some of that, you know, people checking doors on homes, going through vehicles. We had an incident last weekend. We had to send out an alert for the southeast corner of the city because we had a guy who was going, he was running from our officers, and as he got farther and farther ahead and we lost sight of him, he started just walking into random homes. Please lock your doors and your garage doors and your vehicle doors. Because he wouldn't have been able to go into any of those homes. It wasn't like he was breaking in. He just walked mm-hmm. through an open door or an unlocked door. So please lock your doors. That is important. Also, lock your vehicles and don't leave something in your vehicle you're not willing to have stolen. It's sad that we have to say that, but we've had some what we often refer to as car prowls, usually in the evening, but they can happen at any time of day. Lock up your vehicles. Don't leave stuff in your vehicle that's valuable, and for sure not don't leave something visible laying out in your car and tempt someone. Mm-hmm. It's the way we have to operate.
Chief Nelson is with us. Any other types of you know, crimes that you've seen an uptick on? Has it been, is life ever normal for you?
Normal's such a weird word.
I'm going to ask you that again on August the 1st, okay? Yeah. Just so you know.
Yeah. Our normal isn't normal. You know, we're seeing a pretty significant number of those calls that are mental health related, just straight up people are in crisis more, I think. Mm-hmm. We're still seeing domestic calls. I can't tell you that there's a definite uptick, but it definitely hasn't gone down. We took someone to jail for a domestic assault yesterday afternoon, right? Actually, at the exact same time we were dealing with the crash. Mm-hmm. We've had, you know, drug and alcohol related calls. Had an overdose yesterday. It's been strange, and we really haven't seen a decrease in DWIs, which when we were talking about traffic earlier, you would think with the decrease in traffic, sheer fewer number of cars, we would have fewer DUIs, and that hasn't happened. We've mm-hmm. actually stayed steady and busy arresting drunk drivers. So take care of yourself. Take care of each other. If you're in an abusive situation, remember, regardless of the stay-at-home order, there are resources. Make sure you call. Make sure you get out if you're in danger. Talk to the Hope Center. They are operating and still serving clients across the county. So,
Chief Nelson, once again, our guest. Chief, let's take you back to last Tuesday. It's just a couple of days ago.
It seems so far away.
you announced you made an announcement that you will be retiring, or at least you turned in your retirement intentions to the Northfield City Council, and the last day will be July the 31st. And I know from conversations with you before this, It's been kind of a plan. I don't know about the exact date, but you have gone about this very thoughtfully. Talk about that process.
You know, it's one of those things. It's time. I turned 55 in July. My anniversary date with the city is in June, so I have been working for the police department 24 years. Come June 2nd, 3rd. And I've been doing this for 34 years. I started when I was very young, 12, I think. No. but I started doing this in July of 1986. So July seemed like the right time. For my wife and I, it'll be a really good change. It's a great career, but it's also a career that takes a lot out of you and your family. And so and it'll be bittersweet. You know, I'm very proud of our department. I'm proud of my fellow city staff that around the different departments. I think we do a good job, a great job serving the city. And I really am proud of those people I work with. And that'll be I know everyone always says it, but that really is the hard part. And the relationships you build with you guys here at Kim Radio and business owners. We have so many partner groups in our community and across the county that we work so closely with. And I've always, I really do value that. I think those relationships help us get through the tough times. And because as we found out last night, sometimes tough times come when you don't expect them. Sometimes you have a pandemic when you don't expect it. Having good, strong relationships is important. And I put a lot of effort into that. I've been proud of the relationships our department has. That sort of stuff I'll miss.
Looking at going a little more personal with this, do you any idea, are you going to stay around? You've been in Northfield for quite some time. You're a South Dakota native, though, I know.
Kind of. Southwest Minnesota.
Southwest Minnesota.
God's
okay,
country. Down in that kind of banks of Plum Creek, Walnut Grove, Westbrook area.
That's where you'll find God's country. Okay.
Yep. It's right out there in that heavy soil in Southwest Minnesota.
I hadn't heard that rumor yet, but do you have any plans? Are you going to stick around?
We'll be around. You know, some of those plans are a little fluid. The pandemic is kind of, you know, it's going to change up some of those plans a little bit just because some of what I intended to kind of do or look into doing after I retired from the police department, I'm obviously not going to quit working. Now job market's a little weird and we're a little tied up right now, day in and day out, dealing with COVID-related things mm-hmm. and department and city-related things. So we'll be around. We're not going to hit the trail out of Northfield right away.
Okay. All right. Well, we wish you the best of luck, and we want to thank you very much for all the cooperation that you've had. I know you've built a very good relationship with our news department and us here on the morning show as well, so we want to thank you for all that, and I think you're leaving the department in very good shape.
That's been our goal. Mm-hmm. I think Mark Dukatz and I talked about that last year when he was retiring.
Mm-hmm.
He and I have talked for a number of years and planned for a number of years that, you know, you don't want to run out the door and kind of mm-hmm. leave people hanging. I mentioned it before, I'm very proud of our department and our staff, our officers and our non-sworn staff. And we have great staff and they don't need me to do a good job. Trust me.
All right. Mark Duque, he's up north now, isn't he?
He is.
All right. There's fishing up there. I don't know if you're so inclined.
Well, we might have talked about that the other night. So,
all right. The opener's coming up. Well, whatever you choose to do, we wish you the best. Thank you so much for taking time with us here. I'm sure we'll be talking again before July the 31st. So thank you for taking the time for being in here. Best of luck.
All righty. Can I mention one? Send
Absolutely.
Us go out the door here with a little mm-hmm. COVID-related. The reminder. You mentioned the norm,
mm-hmm.
The new norm. Please remember, I know it's frustrating. We all want to, especially as the weather gets better, we want to be out doing more. The stay-at-home order and restrictions on businesses and schools has been really frustrating for all of us. Changes are being made. Things are relaxing. Stay the course. And wear a mask. Get used to the new norm. When you're out in public, wear a mask. Stay 6 feet apart. Don't be gathering in groups of 10 or more. We can still go on with our lives, be outside, enjoy each other and time outside, but follow those rules. That is what's going to help us not have a big spike here unexpectedly in COVID cases, and mm-hmm. we all have a part in that. And it really does need to be the new norm of as we work through this process, you know, cover your face like the CDC says you should when you're out in public.
All right.
All righty.
Chief, thanks for coming in. We appreciate it. Best of luck.
You bet. Thank you.
Northfield Police Chief Monty Nelson. You're listening to 95.1 FM, AM 1080, KYMN Northfield. Coming up in a moment, we got great music all day long. Twins baseball, the 91 World Series continues. Game 5 is today at 12 noon here on the 1.